Hello, sweetheart. It's your husband. I love you so much. Sweet baby, I wanted to share something with you, and I've not really had a good time yet, and I wanted to not have you wait all day. I wanted to share a couple of my thoughts on what happened today, and do so before in another 30 minutes I hit my wall and I pass out, and I don't know how long it's going to be before you call me, so I wanted you to be able to hear this. But, and we can talk more about it, but sweetheart, I've had a few more insights from the Lord in regards to, you know, what happened this morning where you're struggling with sharing your testimony and you're struggling with the fact that God blessed you with a husband when you're around family members and co-workers and friends that have suffered a great deal in that area. And I really don't have the ability to truly empathize with you. I mean, sweetheart, the truth is that I don't have a clue, honey, as to what you have faced in your life. I don't understand remotely, not even close, to what it must have been like to live the life that you've lived. I mean, I can try to understand it, oh, but I'm not able to empathize with this. I don't have a clue, honey. So I want you to know that God is giving me grace to try to understand, you know, your side of the story and to put myself in your shoes, although it seems impossible for me to do so. I can't really identify, so the Lord has given me some grace. And sweetheart, I feel like the Lord helped me once again to see another aspect of our relationship with Him through my relationship with you. And in this time, it has to do with the fact that I had my feelings hurt a little bit more again this morning thinking about this subject, sweetheart. I get hurt inside of me when I see my wife struggling with the idea of being able to share about her husband and about how she's been blessed by God with her husband. Now, sweetheart, I understand that I'm not perceiving it the way you are, but I really want you to try to understand how I'm feeling. In other words, I know that what I'm experiencing is probably not what you mean it to feel like, but I do want you to know that the Lord has shown me that my feelings are legitimate. And when I asked the Lord, you know, what do I do about this? I feel like what the Lord showed me is that He makes demands on us, but He doesn't leave it for us to try to figure it out on our own. You see, God wouldn't have any real basis to hold us accountable to anything if He didn't give us instructions. He couldn't say, "You're not loving me like I want to be loved," if He didn't instruct us on how to love Him. So I felt like, sweetheart, I've made a mistake. I don't even want to necessarily call it a mistake. It's just that I feel like the Lord has opened my eyes to something, sweetheart, and that is that if Christ is truly my head, and it's His responsibility to teach me and to make me stand, and that I am your head. I mean, we have to decide, sweetheart, if we really believe this or if it's just some nicey-nicey thing that men and women say to each other. No, I don't believe that. I really believe that I am to be your spiritual head, and you are to submit to my authority as is pleasing to Christ. I am to love you, you are to respect me, and I am to lead you. You and I really believe that. I mean, you've never openly said it. Well, you did one time, you know, when we were dating. You said you would submit to me like Sarah did Abraham and be a good wife. And I have not seen you do anything different than that. I believe that you still understand this and you fear the Lord. And so my point is, forgive me as I regather my thoughts here coming inside the house. Honey, hold on. What I'm trying to say is, I feel like I owe it to you. One of the eye-opening things that happened is I owe it to you to be able to tell you how I expect to be loved and how I would like to be loved. Notice I didn't say demand, because God doesn't even demand us to do anything. The demands are there if we want to live happily with Him, but we get to choose whether or not we want to do these things. So, sweetheart, the Lord helped me to see that Jesus' desire to be, that my desire to be honored by you and to be acknowledged by you is a good desire. I said this morning that I feel like I'm struggling with selfishness. And once again, I believe the Lord has shown me that it's not selfish for me to desire this any more than it's selfish for God to desire it from us. If earthly marriage is a picture of the heavenly marriage, then the principles are the same. And that's exactly why God commands that I love you like Christ loved the church. I love my bride like Christ loved His bride. Because it's a picture. It's an earthly reality of a heavenly truth. So, I have this desire, sweetheart, for you to honor me and our marriage, and for you to acknowledge me as your husband. Just like Jesus says, whoever acknowledges me before man on earth. You see, He speaks to His bride. And He says, whoever acknowledges me before man on earth, I will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. Whoever disowns me before man on earth, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. And sweetheart, I feel a little disowned in this particular area. Again, I know that you're not going to see it like this, sweetheart, but it hurt me because I feel like your reluctance to share about me is a disowning of me. Sweetheart, if I was embarrassed to talk to people about Jesus Christ as His bride, then Jesus says He's disappointed in me. And I'm displeasing to Him. It displeases Him if I am embarrassed or reluctant or reserved in my acknowledging Him. Think about it. God says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. Not 90%, not most. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your paths straight. So, God desires that we acknowledge Him. Even Jesus, the Bible teaches us, whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, here's that naming thing. He puts His name on us. We are His bride. I put my name on you. You are my bride. Part of the bride's role is to bring honor to the groom. That's why everything I do, I speak of Jesus. I speak of every aspect of my life. I bring Jesus into it, and I want to do it more. There's been times when I've probably been reserved, and Jesus feels like I disowned Him a little bit. And today He helped me to see, sweetheart, how He feels when we're reluctant to speak about Him. When we find some reason to justify not talking about our husband, it hurts Him. And I apologize to Him today. I apologize and I said, oh Lord God, forgive me. I know now how it feels. And I feel like the Lord helped me to feel what it feels like when we are reserved and we don't. You're texting me right now. I didn't mean to not text you back. I actually did text you. You're not getting him somehow or another. So anyhow, what I want you to know is that I was very hurt by this reluctance. It feels to me, and again, I know you're not trying to do this, okay? You're trying to protect other people. And this is the biblical principle, I think, that applies, is that if I ever try to love somebody else at the expense of loving God, it's wrong. To get the second commandment ahead of the first commandment is wrong. So if ever I have to disown or be quiet about God in order to love or care for somebody else, it's wrong. I think it's wrong for you to ever put me or our marriage on the back burner in order to help make somebody else feel comfortable. I think it's wrong. And it seems to me in that moment that the Father would think that you are loving somebody else more than you are me, the gift He gave you. And it doesn't seem like you're putting me first in that way, just like it would not seem to God like I'm putting Him first if I say, oh, I don't want to bring up my relationship with Jesus Christ to this person because I know they have a family member they've been praying for to come to Christ, and that may never happen. So I don't want to talk about my love relationship with God because He may not give the same love relationship to this other person. That's kind of what it feels like, sweetheart. And it feels like instead of you being happy, like we are to be happy that we are the bride of Christ, and we are happy to be known by God, and we are to declare, whoever acknowledges me before man on earth. You know, and if we shrink back from that, I don't want to make this much longer, but I hope you understand that it bothers me, and I wanted to share this with you. Again, I'm not going to make any demands on you, sweetheart. I'm not going to demand that you do anything, just like God doesn't demand. But I am going to ask you, and God gives me a choice. The Bible says, find out what pleases the Lord. And I don't want to keep you guessing about what pleases your husband. It pleases me to acknowledge you in every conversation I have with somebody, especially ones where it's appropriate, where I'm talking about marriage or God's blessings. I fully acknowledge and praise you. And I would like to have that same thing from you to where I don't feel like you're ashamed to mention God's blessing of me in your life. And it makes me wonder, you know, sometimes like, do you even realize what a blessing? I'm not trying to gloat. I'm not trying to build myself up, but it would be foolish of either one of us to suggest that we're not a tremendous and yet the biggest blessing that God has ever given to either one of us. And when there's reservation to not share that, I don't understand it. And again, bringing it all the way home full circle, I understand that you have different circumstances than me, that you have a different culture than me, that you have different feelings than me. But I'm now the head of this relationship. I'm now your husband. The Bible says you're to leave and cleave. You leave your family. And that also, how much more does that mean you leave the culture behind and cleave to your husband? In other words, you're no longer going to do things that will accommodate the culture, but you're going to accommodate your husband first. And I want to feel like you are proud of me, and you are proud of our marriage, and you are proud of the Father for giving us this marriage, just like I want to feel like, I mean, just like God wants to feel like we're proud of Him. And it helped me to see, wow, God, maybe there's some times I've shrunk back, Lord, and I've disowned you in those moments, or I found some excuse not to boast about you, or I shrunk back in fear. I was more concerned about what another person thought than what you thought. And I just want to give you the time to consider that. If you'll take some time today to think about, it looks to me like you're caring more about what somebody else thinks than what God thinks. And if God calls something good, how could we ever not call it something good? If God puts something on the shelf, how shall we then justify taking it off the shelf? In other words, if God makes our life an altar, an image, an example of His goodness, I don't think that it's right for us to take it down under any circumstances. I don't see any place, unless God Himself came to us and said, "Don't tell anybody what I've done for you." And on the contrary, if you recall, before I even came to India and we started telling the story, God started showing us this one psalm that said to proclaim the deeds of the Lord. He told us to start telling our story. So, honey, if God has told us to tell our story and put it on the internet, why is there now reservation to tell the story to those around us? Why is there the feeling of needing to apologize for God's blessing in your life and at the process hurting your husband's feelings? Okay, I've said everything I want to say. I love you. This is part of my desire for you as my wife. This is a need that I have, and I am patient and I am graceful, filled with grace in this area. I'm not mad at you at all. I want you to know I'm not mad at you at all. I'm disappointed at how it feels when it feels like this. That's all, okay? But I'll get over the disappointment with your help, and I just wanted you to know how you can better help me in this. I love you so much. Now I'm going to say hi to you, and I hope you'll get a chance to listen to this recording, okay? I love you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.